Test 5 Listening, Part 2. You'll hear part of a talk about working in the computer games industry. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
I'm here today to talk to you about working in computer gaming. I'd certainly recommend it as a career. Not because it's glamorous, it has that reputation among some people, I believe, nor because it's a well-paid job, generally it isn't, but rather because it's creative. And that's the factor that, all things being equal, correlates most highly with job satisfaction. People get jobs in the computer games industry after degrees in all sorts of subjects. Of course, if you've done a course in graphic design, that'll stand you in good stead, but it's certainly not essential. I myself graduated in economics, and colleagues of mine did history, engineering, and English. The degree itself is less important than the enthusiasm someone brings to the job. It goes without saying that everyone who joins the industry has themselves enjoyed playing games. My parents always told me I spent far too much time on them, so much so that they suggested I put it to good use and apply for work in the industry. My uncle sent me the name of someone he knew at a major games company, so I decided to apply there first. I was lucky enough to get taken on. I didn't have the skills to become a technical programmer, of course, and started as a games tester. That taught me a huge amount, and after 6 months, I was able to do something more demanding. At first, I was assigned to one of the games the company was then in the process of developing. You may well know it. It's called Jungle. It turned out to be a big seller. Later, I worked on a game called Motor Show. That's less widely known, but it has a devoted niche following. Anyway, I learned a lot working on these two contrasting products. After 6 months, I moved on. I was given a position in the research department. I had applied for something in the marketing department, but didn't get that. I was disappointed at the time, but now feel it worked out for the best. There are, of course, many different types of computer games. The company I work for specializes in sports games, skateboarding, motor racing, that sort of thing. However, it's also dabbled in old-fashioned arcade games, and it does some adventure games too. Those are the ones I personally most enjoy working on, though each type of game has its own attractions, of course. Anyway, I'd certainly recommend a career in computer games. I'd say mine has been very satisfying. Not as financially rewarding as some of you might like, but that's not the main thing, is it? When preparing for this talk, I asked some of my colleagues how they would sum up their careers. The most common word they used was challenging, but I don't feel that that puts a positive enough slant on a career in computer games. Anyway, let me now take any questions.
Now you'll hear part two again.
I'm here today to talk to you about working in computer gaming. I'd certainly recommend it as a career. Not because it's glamorous, it has that reputation among some people, I believe, nor because it's a well-paid job, generally it isn't, but rather because it's creative. And that's the factor that, all things being equal, correlates most highly with job satisfaction. People get jobs in the computer games industry after degrees in all sorts of subjects. Of course, If you've done a course in graphic design, that'll stand you in good stead, but it's certainly not essential. I myself graduated in economics, and colleagues of mine did history, engineering, and English. The degree itself is less important than the enthusiasm someone brings to the job. It goes without saying that everyone who joins the industry has themselves enjoyed playing games. My parents always told me I spent far too much time on them, so much so that they suggested I put it to good use and apply for work in the industry. My uncle sent me the name of someone he knew at a major games company, so I decided to apply there first. I was lucky enough to get taken on. I didn't have the skills to become a technical programmer, of course, and started as a games tester. That taught me a huge amount, and after 6 months, I was able to do something more demanding. At first, I was assigned to one of the games the company was then in the process of developing. You may well know it. It's called Jungle. It turned out to be a big seller. Later, I worked on a game called Motor Show. That's less widely known, but it has a devoted niche following. Anyway, I learned a lot working on these two contrasting products. After 6 months, I moved on. I was given a position in the research department. I had applied for something in the marketing department, but didn't get that. I was disappointed at the time, but now feel it worked out for the best. There are, of course, many different types of computer games. The company I work for specializes in sports games, skateboarding, motor racing, that sort of thing. However, it's also dabbled in old-fashioned arcade games, and it does some adventure games too. Those are the ones I personally most enjoy working on, though each type of game has its own attractions, of course. Anyway, I'd certainly recommend a career in computer games. I'd say mine has been very satisfying. Not as financially rewarding as some of you might like, but that's not the main thing, is it? When preparing for this talk, I asked some of my colleagues how they would sum up their careers. The most common word they used was challenging, but I don't feel that that puts a positive enough slant on a career in computer games. Anyway, let me now take any questions.
That's the end of part two. Now turn to part three.